The 3HL.
Powered by Ryan Kelly and thehomeloanexpert.com.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
Dang, I just went to our Tornhorn. Mike Vrabel with the microphone. Almost knocked out the whole thing.
Hey.
3HL 104.5. This is Brent Doherty with you on a beautiful day in the Music City. Buck had me all confused today.
Why you let Buck get you confused, dog?
Well, Buck confuses me a lot. But he started the show by saying happy Thursday to everyone. And I was like, what? Wait, huh? What?
What are we doing?
We're B-dubs.
Huh? Yeah, we ain't even supposed to be here.
I'm going to eat wings.
I'm starving, too, right now.
Come to find out, he was wrong. It's Wednesday.
Hey.
But you know how I always am confused what day it is. Because, like, our jobs are very similar day to day, but they're also very different day to day. So, mm-hmm. I'm always confused. Honestly, every day feels like it's Friday.
Ain't that a song?
I don't know. It should be.
Every day.
I wish everyone could experience that. Maybe just that's a mind over matter thing, maybe.
Me, too.
Visualize it. He is Ron Slay. Hello.
What's up, people? I'm in the
building. Hey,
hello.
I'm in the
hello.
Build. Best believe I'm in the building.
Better get ready.
I'm in the building.
Car ain't got no
room. Car no room.
Got your UT wristbands on. You ready to go to Baton Rouge?
I am Baton ready, baby. Rules. Baton Rouge. Trying to go down there and get me some Cajun food.
Producer Joe Hunt.
Sup?
The little baby Hunk Titans are trying to get off the snide today.
We're just looking for one, Brent. We're just looking for one.
We go 1-0 this week.
That's right. We're just focusing on 1-0.
They are 0-4.
This is one.
They are 0-4-4.
0-4-4.
0-4. What's wrong? Did you get worse from last year? Is that what happened?
I'm not going to say who got worse. I'm just going to say that there is one particular player that his stats are not as good as they were in 2021.
See, how are you going to put this on Ryan Tannehill?
Here we go.
Because he's the one that made the pass, and he's the one that dropped the ball. And by the way, the player that sacked him last week didn't even play on Sunday, so I deserve a do-over.
You can watch the little baby Hunk Titans play the Commando Skins. Is that what?
Who said that?
Is that what Vicky said?
Oh, wow.
So does that mean the Titans are going commando, or does that mean that Washington's going commando?
I hope neither.
Commando skins. I meant commander skins. That's what Mickey calls them, because he can't get Redskins out of his mind. But anyway, no. So Uncle play them at 9 o'clock today.
9 o'clock, baby.
How do you find it? The only way, like the way that I found it was Slay texted us last week and goes, "Hey, Hunk's about to try to find a way to lose this game. Watch this.
On his way."
Right when I clicked on it, you completed a ball and spiked it or something.
Yes.
And then the next pass you held for like 8 seconds.
Hunk is on there playing Tecmo ball.
Then got annihilated, fumbled. Game over.
And the reason I was is because the linebacker dropped back in zone. Austin Hooper was going over. If I had a half more second, I was going to get it to Hooper for a touchdown.
Yeah, we don't play in half more seconds in here.
It didn't, man. This isn't a 100% true fact, but I'm pretty sure I'm 0-for-4 on game winning drives in this season. Hey,
older people say this: snooze, you lose.
And that's exactly what happened. He got
right
lit up by DeForest.
Yes. You can't keep dropping back on that, huh? This is one thing I love about
Madden. It's like a 12-step drop.
Yeah, this is what people mess up on. Let me go give y'all a little hint. When you drop back and you're going back into your drop back on the video game, you let the computer drop back for you because they're going to tell you how many steps you take. You can't be pressing down on the D-pad, man, like and keep on going back.
You're going to the other goal line.
That used to work on Tecmo Bowl, man. You can go from one goal line to the other goal line and throw it.
Hey, you know what I know? You know what I know about playing this game?
What?
I know my offensive line. I needed to drop back 12 steps because it took Buckner even longer to go back and watch. He literally threw Nate Davis out of the way.
How did Quinn Joseph? Buckner get involved in this?
He was announcing the game.
Oh. Or Bill Buckner. What happened to him?
I wish he would have been Buckner. He would have at least messed up somehow.
Maybe Greg Buckner didn't have
it. You messed up. Break. So 0-4, little baby Hunk.
We're watching, Hunk. We're watching tonight.
Tonight at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Slay, will you send the link?
You know I got you.
All right.
Hunk, why we ain't up?
Are we not on YouTube right now? I don't have the chat in front of me.
My computer may go down, so at any minute, I'm just trying to get on before my computer go down. My computer about to, hey, anybody out there can help me?
Help you with what?
My computer is blinking. It's pulsating. I would love to show you guys, but I can't.
The proper word is glitching. It's glitching.
It's not just came out of my nose. Are we on YouTube?
My computer is glitching, man.
So here's what happens. Slay's like screaming about it. And then he holds up the laptop. He's like, look at this, Yorl. It's blinking. And I look up, and the word that I came up with was pulsating. Yes, it looked like it was pulsating.
Yeah, I brought it to the air.
You know, like when you hit,
look, y'all.
You know when you hit your finger with a hammer?
Look, and see, now that I'm ready to show everybody, it won't pulsate.
Yeah, throbbing. Your computer's throbbing.
Look, y'all. Somebody there. Hey, listen, I forgot my boy name. I'm going to look you up. Man, you help me out with my surround sound. I know you ain't got nothing to do with this, but look at my computer, y'all. Help! Help! Help!
How are you going to look up your boy? You don't know his name.
Nah, I forgot his name. I know his name. I forgot it.
What's the difference?
It's a big difference, yo. That means I don't even know him if you don't know him. I know him. I just forgot.
This is how we start today's show.
Let's get it on.
Don Davenport, better known as Babs or Babsy or Babette Davenport, is not here, so look out.
Is Babsy checking in today?
She needs to.
Yeah.
Hey, just call her on the hotline. See what she's doing.
Oh, boy.
See if she's standing beside Gus or Rhett. That's all it is.
Because we need to break. Went for Robert last
we
night.
Need to break early because Titans defensive lineman Speedboy underscore TE75, T.R. Tart, is coming on.
Big Tart.
The man with the hands.
Big hand Tart.
He's got big hands?
He got to.
Did you see that catch? On his back, he brought that ball in.
Oh, yeah. He is 6'4", 305.
Big fella.
I'm trying to find the story that Jim White wrote about him, and you could read it in the break during, in the meantime.
In between time?
And it is a fascinating story. I'm trying to find, so anyway, he's had to work for everything in his life, and he actually played basketball in high school his first 2 years because they did not have a football program, so he played basketball, and then a football coach, a defensive coordinator at West Philadelphia High School.
Born and raised.
On the playground.
Most of his days. And he got discovered.
He didn't go to Uncle Phil's house.
And this guy said, hey, man, why don't you transfer to our school and play football? And he goes, okay. And he had never played football ever. So the first time T.R. Tart ever played football was his junior year in high school.
Man, see, that's one thing I'm trying to tell you about hoopers. Go ahead and finish your story, though, y'all.
Well, I can't find it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about hoopers, man. Or something. If you ain't never hooped in your life, you ain't really no real football player. I'm just gonna go and give it up to the hoopers. I'm gonna give it on up to the hoopers. All people that could hoop went on to play football and are pretty damn good in football. If you know anybody that's good in football, ask them did they hoop in high school. What's up, all my hoopers out there? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the teachers out there too. We love y'all teachers, man. School is cranked back up. I don't think we gave a proper introduction to the teachers. We love y'all. I just did an IEP meeting with Lil Ron, teachers, Miss Stradley. We love y'all, Sunset Middle. Let's go.
I think the teachers are what messed up your laptop.
It was working fine.
They put a virus. They put a teacher virus in there.
It was working fine until I got on there. No, I'm needing to take some of that back.
Let me just go ahead and tell everybody like how into being a dad for Lil Ron you are. It is motivating, captivating, all of it to watch you be a dad to that kid, man.
You're a special young man.
So I come in here and you are on the computer and you had your headphones on. I thought you were listening to Blaine and Mickey. So I'm just like, hey, man, what's up? And just set my stuff down. And boy, you had this serious look on your face.
I was trying to get to it.
I've never seen you look that serious.
Yeah, I was trying to get
to it. And so I walked by and I saw three teachers on your computer screen. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, everybody know, man. Don't nobody want that paddle with that ruler. If I walk past a teacher right now, I'm automatically, whoa, get whiplash.
You took off so fast. Is this going to be like a Will Smith day? He's working on his first movie after the tough
Let's get jiggy then.
God. I'm actually looking for this. So also coming up today, Todd Furman at 4:30. I thought Todd was in town this week. He's in town next week.
Oh, you're all.
So him and his boy Payne Insider, he's trying to talk Payne Insider, who is a mercurial guy that I don't think many people have ever met before, but does this podcast, Bet the Board podcast, with Todd. I think they're going to come in studio next Wednesday, so look forward to that. Also coming up today, Coach Mack at 5:20. All right, here, real quick.
Okay.
Growing up in Philadelphia, Tart played 2 years of high school basketball at Palmer Leadership Learning Partners Charter School, a school that did not have a football program. Then prior to his junior year, West Philadelphia High School's defensive coordinator, Carl Patrick, saw Tart Gotta worry about a guy with two first names. Saw Tart playing in a basketball tournament and eventually convinced him to transfer and begin playing football for the first time in his life.
That's crazy.
Now, listen to this. 2 years later, Tart continued his football career at Asa College in New York, but he left six games into his first season after an older brother, Rashid, was tragically killed in a motorcycle accident. Tart then went to Valley Forge PA Military Academy, followed by stops at East Mississippi Community College and Ellsworth, Iowa Community College before landing at Florida International, where he played two seasons. After going undrafted, the Titans signed Tart as an undrafted free agent in 2020. He has played 22 games in three seasons for the Titans, started 15, including all four this year.
Man.
What a story. Can't wait to have him on. That's coming up next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Now this is a story all about
Ryan takes the snap. Straight drop under pressure. Ball batted up in the air. It's caught. Tier Tart on his back. Just intercepted the pass. Wow! Look what I found, Ma!
3HL 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Ron Slay with you. Don Davenport is in Orlando, Florida. She will be on the sidelines tonight on ESPN2 for SMU at UCF. Central Florida favored by 3. Interesting coaching matchup there. Gus Malzahn against his former offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley. Maybe we'll check in with Don Davenport a little bit later.
Babsy!
But first, we need to talk to this guy, man.
This
is the most athletic man that I think we saw last weekend.
That man got hoop skills, man. I know what it is.
Tier Tart, Titans defensive lineman. Tier, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. How many times have you watched the highlight of your interception?
Oh, man, I definitely slipped through it a couple times because I had to watch it to see what everybody was talking about when they said I was on my back. But, I definitely slipped through it a few times.
Hey, you know what? When I first saw it, like in real time, I didn't think anybody touched you. And so then I was thinking, man, Tier needs to get up, act like he's going to the bench, and then head to the end zone. You can get you a pick six, bro.
Hey, man, that versatility right there, man. See, a lot of people. Listen, I'm a big boy, Tier. You know what I mean? So, when you went up.
6'8", what? What's the latest count?
Right now, I'm 284 right now.
284?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. When he rolled back and he went in the handstand mode, a lot of people don't really count that as a handstand. But get what, Tier? Your dog? I do. So I know what you're doing right there. My man, versatility.
How much crap did you catch from teammates about that whole thing?
I mean, they just gave me a good amount. KB, a couple other guys, they were definitely roasting on me. I don't know if you guys seen you guys here. They said I did it for Lil Saint, so it was pretty funny. it was just pretty funny because they just copy movies. It was hilarious, but go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you, just walk us through that play. So it looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like you were getting double teamed, that Big Jeff got a little pressure, and I guess you're taught if the throw's coming and you're not getting penetration to jump and try to bat it down, which you did, and then found it in the air. Like, walk us through that.
I mean, yeah, basically what you just said. I mean, after that, after those few things happened, I would close the middle. Jeff got great penetration. We both got our hands up. The pass came out low. It tipped my fingers. I saw the ball pop in the air, and I was like, oh man, I can't drop this thing. It's coming right to me. So I said, how point it? I don't know. I just felt like everything was happening so slow, but so fast at the same time. I was like, should I high point it? I don't know. I'm going to let this thing come to me. Because I high point it, and it bounced off my hand. That baby tucked in there. No. So that was really my process going through the whole, trying to catch the ball when it went in the air. I just had to make sure I got it.
Now, Todd, you know one thing for sure. Now, when you do something that's kind of out of character for some people, it makes it easier to do it the next time. Like when you first dunk, after you get that first dunk out of the way, it's kind of easy to just go on up and dunk again.
That's the way I felt after I got the first dunk.
We know what that's like.
I got my first dunk when I was in about the 7th, 8th grade.
See what I'm saying?
When were you, Slay?
Mine didn't come to the 8th grade, man.
You might have got it,
Tia. Yeah, got me on that one, man. But that's what I'm saying, though. Now we're going to be expecting, hey, yeah, we need about one or two of them, a season now.
I got you. Whatever God bless me with, man. You know, I'm gonna do what I'm taught and just go out there, try to find a way to fake the game, man.
Love it.
Do you do jug machine work? Like, are you skilled in your pass interception abilities?
You know, I went out there and tried to do the jug machine a little bit, but it's harder than it looks. Honestly, I swear it is. But you know, I went out there and caught a couple balls. Actually, it's just repetition.
Just repetition. I like that.
Do you get to go through like the big man punt return thing at the end of training camp?
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
I mean, we haven't done that, but I did catch a couple balls doing that. That was pretty cool, though. Yeah.
I tried to – Kerm was working out at CPA one day, and I went out there and I tried to shag some balls for him. Oh, my gosh.
No go.
That's a different – yeah, I didn't fall down, but, like, the ball hits a different speed when it turns over.
Uh-huh.
So
you gotta make sure it don't bounce off of you.
No question. Tier Tart with us on 3HL. Do you have a nickname, or do you just go by Tier?
I mean, people call me Pop Tart.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a little cold little move called the Pop Tart. But, man, we got to put him in the boom boom room, man. Slay. Yeah, I know. We got to put him in the boom boom room. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What'd you say?
Boom room. The boom boom room.
Wait. Did Jared Puffer not warn you about the boom boom room?
Nah, he ain't tell me about that.
Yeah, that's on him. That is on him. Well, you tell Puff Daddy, that's on him.
Well, I guess here we go, Tier Tart, man. Hey, listen. I got an opportunity to put you in the boom boom room. If you're willing to go in, man, the only way you can get out, the door's locked behind you. The only way you can get out is if you tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that door will so help you, TL. And then you will be out of the boom boom room. I control this, TL. So if I feel like you're lying to me, you go down there in the cellar with everybody else that couldn't make it out. You agree to these terms?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up with
that? Hey, Hawk, put him in the boom boom room.
Yes. One man. On his way in to the boom boom room.
Yeah, buddy. We got Tier Tart going into the boom boom room, brought to you by Low T Center. Yeah, now you Pop Tart in here. So, Pop Tart, man, this is right here. We on the couch just having a good time talking, man. Ain't nobody around. It's just me and you. Let me ask you this first and foremost, man. Finish this for me. In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
In the playground where I spent most of my days.
All right.
I'm pretty sure he's never heard that one before.
got number one. Hey, man, so we going up to you, man, to the Army-Navy game this year. It's in Philly, man. Give me a spot I need to go to. I got to check out. I'm a big boy. I like to eat, baby. Talk to me.
Oh, you got to go to Max's. You got to go to Max's on Germantown Ave. It's a cheesesteak spot. You got – listen, man.
Okay, talk to me. So. There we go. This what I'm here for.
You got Max's in Germantown Ave and – downtown, you got the Redding Terminal. It's a place called, I don't eat pork anymore. It's because a place in the Redding Terminal called the Knicks. They got the best pork roast sandwich on broccoli rabe you ever have in your life.
What's the name of it? The Redding Terminal?
Redding Terminal.
I told you about Redding Terminal.
Sure did.
That's where they have all the food stamps.
It happened to you. I already know. I ain't shy, though. I ain't bashful. I'm from Nashville, baby. Let's get it. So this is what we got, Todd. So listen. You got old school or you got new school? You coming through, it's a good sunny day, you about to ride through the park. What would you pull out, an old school whip or a new school foreign or something?
Oh, man, I mean, it's a nice sunny day. Probably go with the, either Monte Carlo Monte Carlo.
Okay, I can dig it. You put some feet on them things, let the bang down, you know what I mean? What you got? Okay, I can dig it.
You put some nice rims on there, got them speakers on there. You know
I can
saying?
Dig it. Okay, so let me ask you this. How many people do you know that are really good in football that didn't play basketball? This right here just for me, general knowledge.
How many people do I know that were really good at football?
That didn't play basketball? Yeah, give some basketball love out there to you.
This is a tough question.
First of all, you ain't even got an answer. That's good enough right there for me.
Like,
did
Matt Ryan play basketball?
Because his feet can't move. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Pop-Tart, let me tell you this, man. Last one, and I'm going to let you out the boom boom room. give me something. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have 11, including me.
Okay, 11 brothers and sisters. It's a Royal Rumble match. Who's the last one standing in the Royal Rumble match between you and all your brothers?
That's me, for sure.
You dominating everybody?
Oh, yeah. I'm the biggest. Yeah, I wound up being the biggest.
Okay.
I was the second and youngest boy. I ended up being the biggest. Yeah. They know what it is.
They already know what it is.
How are you the biggest? How did that happen?
It just wound up being like that, man. My dad was 6'5". He's about 20. All my other brothers just wound up being like no bigger than 195, 200. I just happened to get above 3.
Oh, that is it. All right, man. So, hey, fresh pair of kicks you got to have on that you got to have. You walking into a fashion show, you got to have these kicks on. What shoes you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing some off-white ones.
Okay. I can dig it. T.I. Tart, we're going to let you out of the boom boom room, man. Good job.
Appreciate it, man. Well. Looks like you did good in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Tier, what do you know about this Washington front? All I know is Carson Wentz has been sacked 17 times so far this season.
Mm-hmm. We've done a little bit of studying. I mean, they're a good old line. They have some veteran experience on the, on the left interior, the guard. I know it's going to be nothing's given to you in this league.
Yeah.
You got to come out and take everything, but, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to go out there and disrespect the opponent. So, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to compete, and we're just going to let everything fall how it may.
Is this bye week coming at a good time? Because, like, in the offseason, we're all like, man, that's an early bye week. But it kind of feels like y'all need it with the banged-up bodies over there.
I feel like the bye week is, wherever it falls, it may, you know. But, I think it's a good time. You know, it's a good time for everybody to get their legs back. You know, it's a good time for everybody to get their legs back, a good time for everybody to get their relaxed their mind,
yeah,
and get away from the facility, you know, and, yeah.
Love that. Pop-Tart, man, you got to give me one thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
When you get the sack, because you getting one come Sunday, when you get the sack, indeed. I'm looking for the celebration. I need like a little Pop-Tart, you popping out the toaster. Can you give me that one time? Pop-Tart, coming up out the toaster.
I got something brewing for you.
Okay,
you
okay. Okay, man. I'm going to give me a Todd jersey. Hell, they talking about. I'm riding with my boy. Let's get it, man. Told y'all this is my guy, man.
Hey, thanks for the time, brother. Good luck this weekend, and congrats on the win last weekend and the interception.
And thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for having me. Have a good one.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Hey, man, I like Tart, man.
Listen.
Good dude right there, man.
If you were listening on the radio, there were a couple of jumbled up moments. That's because we had to use the dump button.
Should have been on the Zone TV.
But if you were on the Zone TV feed or listening on the app or listening online, you heard Tier Tart get real.
You heard all greatness.
It's the reason why Zone TV is so legit. By the way, if you check my heart rate right now, it's awesome. Two or three little spots that are popped up. Those are the two times that Tart decided to go off script.
Tart personality, baby. You got to have it, man.
Man, he dropped an S-bomb, an MF-bomb.
Like, hey, man, I love dude, man. I see why Big Savage love him, man. Now he ain't a fella. He's going to have to be one of our adopted brothers, man. Come on in, Tart.
Oh, man. 615-737-1045. You want to react to that? How great was T.R. Tart right there? And, man, that was a big man interception. And I've said it repeatedly on this show. I love it when the big dudes do something.
You got to.
Outside the box like that.
You got to, man, because you show the versatility. Like, they always think big guys, brutally, a lot of strength. They don't see the physical. They don't see the finesse in them, man. You know what I mean? Like,
being an athlete sometimes.
Man, who else you know that done caught an interception and did a handstand? Nobody. Only the big guy. That's why I'm a trench lover, man. Ain't got nobody. Everybody can't do that, man.
I love that Kevin Byard gave him crap. That was real. He said, I wanted to high point the ball, but I was afraid that I would drop it.
Hey, man.
And that's when he dropped the S-bomb. And then I would never hear the end of that.
I love it. I love it. Hey, guess what?
What you got?
My dog reached out to me.
Your dog?
Yeah, who fixed my surround sound?
What was wrong with your surround sound?
Man, I don't know. I'm not a tech guy, so I just got some. My man Carlos, man, I knew I met Los. Appreciate your family. Los Jared, man, you got any needs, man? Holler at my dog, man. Well, Los. Am I supposed to say his whole name?
I don't know. Did he fix your computer?
No, he fixed my surround sound, but he just hit me and said, I got you on the computer, big dog. Don't even worry about it. What?
Did you mention all the cracks that are in the screen?
See, you are going overboard.
It is. I forgot about that. No, literally.
Put your hand down.
I literally asked. Stop being Davenport. She's not here. I literally asked you about the crack in your screen yesterday.
I know, and you jinxed me. Just like when you jinx people when they die. Stop mentioning stuff, you
are. They die before he says it.
Yeah, but he brings it up.
Well, then yeah.
You like, got to check on him.
You brought up Wilford Brimley yesterday. Is he dead?
Like, actually, no, I think he is. See? Yeah, he is dead.
Nobody was worried about my computer was fine, and then he brought up the crack in my screen that nobody else has been worried about. And now, all of a sudden, it's gone.
615-737-1045. You just said a break. Are you sure we're supposed to break?
No, not really, but we're kind of crazy.
What is wrong with you? Tierra Tart got you out your head,
yeah,
man.
What's going on, huh?
I mean, we came in 5 minutes early to talk to Tierra, so I figured break 5 minutes early. No, shake back.
We're just cool.
I'm actually just all thrown off.
Excuse me.
Dumb buttons.
Wilford Brimley died August 1st, 2020.
Who is that?
Oh, you'd know him if you saw him.
Okay. Look it up on YouTube. Here. Put in diabetes.
I'm scared to look up anything on my computer. Oh, that's my boy. Let me see one more time. Yeah, that's he's from the Westerns. Ain't he?
He's been in everything, man.
Yeah, he's been in everything.
My man was born in 1934.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my boy. Man, shout out RIP my boy, man, with the thick mustache. thick mustache.
Wasn't he the oatmeal Quaker guy too? The Quaker Oats guy?
Nah, he wasn't that cold.
Dude, he was the head coach in The Natural.
Never seen it.
Yep, that's right. What?
Never seen it.
Where Robert Redford hits the home run and it breaks the lights and he knocks the cover off the baseball?
Baseball movie?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Arguably the greatest baseball movie.
Wow. Better than Sandlot?
No, you need to see that too.
That's what I'm saying. That's
Major League?
Bull Durham?
I saw Major League. I ain't see two.
You don't need to.
My favorite one is, what's the name? There's no crying in baseball.
Oh.
League of Their Own?
That's the coldest baseball movie I've ever seen.
This is a full disclosure show. I cry every time I watch that movie.
That's a tough one, man. Once you walk off and leave a sister and all that, yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to be real.
Oh, and then they go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And
yeah, that was tough.
There's a series right now on Amazon Prime, by the way, League of Their Own.
Yeah, that's my movie. I don't got to see that. I know that word for word. Like, it's one of our VHS.
No, I mean, it's a series, like a 10-part series that they've turned the movie into an entire series.
I know the movie.
Let's turn this sports related. You ready?
Yeah.
What sporting event made you cry the most?
Dang.
Yeah, I don't care how manly a man you are, you got one.
I tell you one. I was involved in it. And I don't know how this.
When Charles Hathaway took the pizza?
No, this was weird. This is serious, you are.
Man, you start sounding like Coach Mack right now when Rhett's talking.
This is serious.
Yeah.
I was in France.
Stop doing mayor.
I was in France, dog, and I don't know why. This was right after the George Floyd stuff, and the world was in disarray. We went and played a game in a new arena that just got built. They postponed this game. We played it on the off day, and while we lining up for them to do the national anthem, they did the French anthem, and then they played the Martin Luther King speech. In the middle of it, like, and we, it was crazy. I've never been filled with that much emotion, and I don't even know why. I guess just watching so much and knowing where everybody was, and to see like I'm in France and they're playing Martin Luther King, and here I am traveling the world to play a game I love, and the unity that is brought together is. African-American Martin Luther King way over here in France. And it ain't even just touching me. It's touching everybody. And over here, I'm like, and it was wild. I was taken back by that moment, man. So that was one. That was weird. That was weird.
Wow.
That was a weird emotional game right there.
You totally took that in a different path, man.
I don't know what you, like, you don't want to say cry. Why would you cry? Like, what other reason you got to be crying at a game? Happiness? I can understand. Okay.
In 1990, Tennessee came from behind against Notre Dame.
See?
And they were down 2 scores. And Andy Kelly threw a touchdown pass on a corner route to Carl Pickens in the end zone. They needed the onside kick.
Yeah.
Carl Pickens had caught 15 balls that day, but he wasn't done. Onside kick recovered. by number 15, Carl Pickens. Tennessee in business. Try to go down and win. Down 34-29. Andy Kelly throws the same exact route. Intercepted.
Wow.
Notre Dame wins. Tears.
Oh, broke your heart. See yours is heartbroken.
Everybody's got stuff like that.
But you got different tears for different events.
You went like sentimental, serious, like should be in a book story.
Dude, it was amazing because nobody played. Like, they don't even know English. But everybody knew what was going on, and like people were crying. I'm like, and I looked at my homeboy, Michelle Morinday, who's American and French, got double citizenship.
You've explained that one before.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then my big guy, my big John Turek, man, we looking at each other like, dude, are you tripping like I'm tripping? And he was crying. I'm like, oh, dude, we are wilding right now. Like,
big man crying.
Yeah, we supposed to whoop this thing. We were battling for first place in this game. We supposed to whoop this team, man. And then I'm looking over there at them, man, and they crying. It was weird, man.
So what happened in the game?
I went back in the locker room, get ourselves together. Me and a couple of more Americans went back in the locker room, got ourselves together. It felt like it was a whole different purpose to win the game other than first place.
Like you were lifted up.
And we went out there on the road.
And whooped that ass.
And whooped them in their first time playing in a brand new spanking arena. Oh. Beautiful arena. Oh, it felt so good.
Go ahead and cut that ribbon.
Oh, it felt so good, boy. I'm telling you, man.
That is a hell of a story.
Hey, it was wild, man.
Je me parle pas français. No. Je me parle pas anglais. I don't speak English.
Okay.
I took French.
Oh, see?
I should take it Spanish like everybody else. Yeah, I took French because at Hume Fog in the time, all these like pretty girls were taking French.
Smart. Smart man, York.
Not smart.
You are smart. It's
not smart. Chris in Nashville with a sad sports story. Chris, what's up?
Man, it's funny you mention this about the whole grown man crying thing, dude. Man, like, anytime I watch the movie Brian's Song, dude, just the theme song itself, it grabs you by the boo-boo, by the feels. And then whenever Mr. Sayers, you know, the song hits, and he's like, I love Brian Piccolo, man. What are you talking about, man? And I'd like for all y'all to love him, too, bro. I'm talking about that kid you in the field. If it don't, you ain't human, man.
Thank you, Chris.
That's real.
See, everybody's going way all over the place on this. But I was just thinking of a game that pissed you off to the point where you cried.
You gotta specify
Brian
what
song.
Kind no, of I, tears. Because it's happy listen, tears.
Listen.
Strange tears.
It accidentally went a great direction.
Losing tears.
A series of directions.
Got emotional tears.
Susie on the chat said when the Titans lost to the Bengals in January.
I can totally understand.
Hey, too soon, Susie.
I can totally understand that.
Cousin Hightower said when G-Baby got shot.
Oh, no. Let's not bring up Hardball. That right there will hit you in the feels.
I remember
G-Baby. G-Baby? Come on now.
I remember parts of that.
Tommy Renshaw said Christian Leitner's shot against Kentucky.
No, smiling in my heart. Kentucky. They're back.
Jansen in Gordonsville, 615-737-1045. What up, Jansen?
Hey, I got a moment in sports that I cried at back in 2012. The Orangeville Tigers in Smith County won the state championship, and my son was the starting quarterback, and it had been since 1984 since they had won the state championship, but it was a great moment that day for the county, and I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't even talk.
That's awesome, man. Thank you.
That is dope.
Thank you, Jansen.
I tell you one.
Your kids doing anything, that'll get you.
And it's the older you get, really. Yeah, you really get sentimental. You're like, well, man, what am I doing? I had to get a hold of myself two or three times. But
just keep the sunglasses on.
Another one, Big Savagery, man. Their last game, they beat Baltimore to claim the AFC North. That was the most, because when they won it, they went straight to the locker room, and we always go down after. And before we could get down there, he sent a picture of him with the hat on. And I know the grind they went through that. So that was, you know, I didn't get to say, share many moments being overseas playing and stuff. But that was a good moment right there, man. Big Savage and won the AFC North.
Oh,
the fam was there.
Yeah.
And all he sent was him having the AFC North championship hat on with a picture. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Dope right there.
Zone TV, Twitter, Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitch. You can watch the show live there. Derek says, on YouTube, after my injury in my last college football game ever, I cried like a baby because I knew it was over.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, when you hang them up and you know it, whatever level that is.
Dang.
You know?
It got me one time on that one, too. I forgot about that. When you hung them, I didn't really know if I was going back.
And I knew but I knew gave it, my
you,
all.
You knew it might I knew it was, be. So,
yeah. That hurt me, man.
Marciano, Preds Stanley Cup loss, seeing the Penguins win the cup on our home ice. Yeah, I was there for that.
Y'all killing me. Let's go in a different direction, man. I don't want snort. It was a snort.
Want nothing.
Emotional snort.
No, we're going to keep going because the people want to keep going.
Golly,
so,
man.
Pee Wee and Brother Brent are up next. 615-737-1045. The sports event that made you cry the hardest. 615-737-1045.
You were my sun. You were my earth.
Oh, just a good one. JT, if you're in town, holler at us. See, Reese Witherspoon will never come on the show, even though we put out the 3HL light for her a lot.
A whole lot.
Maybe too much.
So we get on the nerves.
We're scaring the crap out of her.
You shouldn't be scared.
Reese would be a great 3HL guest.
Exactly.
So would Justin Timberlake.
JT.
Dude, you're in town. Hanging out with the locals. You are a local.
And you're a sports guy.
Come talk with the locals.
JT likes sports, though.
Yeah. Sports events that made you cry. I don't know how we got onto a summer topic because, we'll break down Titans, Commanders as we roll through the show.
I know how. Wilford Brimley.
Made you cry.
Wilford Brimley.
Justin Timberlake made you cry.
Boom.
We made cry.
That's right. So people are calling in. Talking about, you took it off kilter there.
No, you didn't specify. What kind of crying? Like crying because you were hurt?
Yeah,
crying because you were emotional?
Pre-game Martin Luther King.
I got another one too. I'll get it to you in a minute.
And then somebody went, what was the movie? I already forgot.
Brian Song.
And then somebody went, his kid playing a state. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kid doing something on the field or court, that'll get you. Pee-wee and Greenbrier. Pee-wee, what is up?
Pee-weezy.
Yo, can you hear me?
Know we got you. What's up, bro?
Okay. Basically, I came to talk about Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Do it, man.
Did he make you cry?
A little bit, but... if you would rank all wide receivers, what would you think of it?
He's number one, then he's number one, then he's number one, then he's number, then everybody else is like way down the list. Thank you, Pee-wee, for the phone call, man. Tyreek Hill, we said it yesterday, Tyreek Hill leads the NFL in receiving yards, and he's got more receiving yards than the entire Chicago Bears team.
Yeah, he's special. He's special. I would,
not trying to hate on the Bears, but numbers are numbers.
They are. I'm thinking... I really like Devontae Adams. I just think he got to, but he's just saying right now.
Right here, right now.
I wish DeAndre Hopkins was playing too. But Cooper Kupp, man. You out there, you a fantasy guy right now? He ain't letting you down.
Which one do you think changes a game? Tyreek changes a game.
See, Cooper Kupp does this crap whether they win or lose. He caught 14 balls in that loss the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what's he got? Does he have to catch 25 balls for them to guarantee a victory?
No, they got to give somebody else 6 balls at least.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the problem. Tyreek is serious, man. Tyreek is.
How about
a game changer?
How about Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill on the same team?
Nah, that's cheating. That's straight flat out cheating. You know, one thing we didn't talk about. How
that's
much
what
Robert
Hunt needs
Woods
to do is. For the baby Titans. Is he needs to trade for those two guys?
Oh, he can't.
You don't think he can?
Y'all let me do that and see what happens.
He might win 14-13.
I'm telling you, watching Hunk play, dog. Like, I'm telling you.
It's frustrating.
Yes. Hunk is playing. He's playing video. See, when I was a big video gamer, I used to love play people like Hunk. Because if you come into a plan like a video game, you're going to lose. They don't change these games so much. It's almost real life, man.
I know.
You got to play it real life. Like, it's crazy.
Brother Brent.
Hey, that's you.
That's right, my brother.
Hey, what's happening, brother Brent?
Hey, one of the greatest sports movies of all time that's guaranteed to make you cry an ugly one is set in the future. The movie is Real Steel.
That's
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
And when Wolverine becomes a deadbeat dad, They find some robot named Adam, and then he fights Zeus. And then Zeus starts beating him up, and Wolverine has to go all, you know, former boxer. And he looks over at his girlfriend, Kate, from Lost. And she starts crying, and she's looking at him beating up this robot and exercising all his demons. Man, that'll get you up in your feelings, won't it?
Yes. Okay. I got it. I say, I ain't never seen it.
Brother Brett.
Thank you, Brother Brett.
He's going superhero movie.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
When we come back, a rubber meets the road matchup in Baton Rouge, I'll explain next on 104.5.
Come on, baby. Home.